Chapter 1, Clarity of Vision. To grasp and hold a vision, that is the very essence of successful leadership. Written by Ronald Reagan. History proves that one of the intrinsic traits of any great leader is him being a visionary. While we all have a vision of something or the other, a great leader not only has a vision but also the trait of transferring his vision to people around him. To that, it becomes an organizational or a social vision. As he said, people don't follow people, but people follow an idea of achievement. When Alexander set his foot on the lands of Asia and defeated the mighty king Darius III of Persia with an army of handful soldiers, the achievement was not just hailed as his own but was projected as a Greek supremacy over the world. Though this could only have been achieved for Alexander had a clarity of vision to become a global conqueror. Similarly, when Gandhi picked up a dollop of salt from Dandi or called for Quit India, his vision of Free India was resonated with all, for it reflected his single-minded agenda for a free India. His acts were not just seen as a singular act but part of the larger plan of freeing India from the clutches of Britishers. An important aspect of defining one's vision is that it is unambiguous and simple. Often leaders of all kinds fall prey to ambiguity and complexity. What needs to be understood is that vision is not a completion of flowery words which appear good on paper and words. Rather, it's the base upon which one lays the foundation of implementation. A simple vision, thus, is not just clear and focused but also conveys a distinct message as to what needs to be achieved by following that vision. A vision is not just a dream of the leader's objective, rather it also serves as a guiding post to the people who look up to the leader and defines the path that needs to be adopted to achieve that vision.